Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hey, how you doing? Long time no see, or should I say here? Welcome back, yes, the news show. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, I've had a hellish flu for about a week. And it was actually only till today that I actually started getting a little bit of my voice back so I could actually record a show. Anyways, thanks for the well wishes on Twitter, here, there, and everywhere that I get well. It's finally working. It is the 2nd of June. Yes, we've already had a new month, 2017. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way in about 5 minutes. Get that free-to-air TV ready to go. Put that antenna up because Plex Live TV is live. Yes, finally, Plex TV is now available in beta, mind you. Of course, you're also going to get that DVR, too, which is, by the way, also in beta, helping you grab all that content that you get free over the air. Now, Plex is promising worldwide coverage when it comes to getting your free channels over the air. So that means, like, in the UK, you get your BBC and all that. If you're in the US, NBC, CBS, you know, all those kind of free things. That will allow you to catch your favorite programs and then store them for prosperity. Now, live TV is actually currently limited to just Plex iOS devices. It's going to take to the end of June before Plex should be available to support live TV on Apple TV and Android Mobile. But the bigger question is it free? Well, no, it's not. You're going to have that Plex Pass subscription, of course, which costs $4.99 a month, or you can just go all out and say, yeah, I'm going to support you for a lifetime, never pay again for $120. Hey, speaking of Android, you remember Andy Rubin? Anyways, if you didn't know the story, he left Android, and now he's doing his own thing. And he's finally unveiled the much-awaited Essential smartphone, as it's called. As we said, it actually looks pretty good. Looks a lot like Android, but looks pretty good. The new Essential smartphone has an edge-to-edge display, has a titanium body, and you get Gorilla Glass 5 on the front. As far as the insides goes, you got Qualcomm's latest Snapdragon 835 processor, 4 gigs of RAM, which is pretty impressive, and 128 gigabytes of storage. You got 4K video support too, plus 13 megapixel dual camera setup, and that 8 megapixel on the front so you can take those nice little selfies. Ah, but here's the bigger question. How much is it going to cost? Well, pretty much like any other smartphone cost out there off contract, $699. Not cheap, not super expensive. Would have been nice to see it a little cheaper, though. I mean, in fact, it is kind of a new thing. If I didn't lose you at the price, you can get it in Stellar Gray, Ocean Depths, Black Moon, and Pure White. Or for simpler terms, you get it black, white, gray, and I guess blue. Well, we've got another Snapchat impersonator out there. And no, it has nothing to do with Facebook or Instagram. It's Skype, huh? Microsoft is calling this the next generation of Skype, and I'll be honest with you, I'm not so sure about this. I guess, again, I must be getting old. But the new design focuses on messaging, which is completely the opposite of what Skype used to be for. You know, like video calls and all that sort of stuff. Not anymore, I guess. It's hip to text. The new Skype messaging interface includes 3 selections now for conversation. You can find a conversation, have a chat, or even capture. You can even have add-ons to the thing, such as YouTube. And plus, if you download right now, you get the highlights feature, which is exactly what you're thinking. Snapchat stories in Skype. Although it's, I guess, Skype stories, is that what we call it? And finally, ever been in that situation? You're taking a trip, headed to the airport, get to the gate and go, oh, crap, I forgot my tickets. Well, in the future, you may not need worry. A new biometric identification pilot program will eventually use your fingerprints or your actual face as your ticket. Mind you, though, Delta's not the first to do this. JetBlue actually beat them to the punch. They're actually testing a program in Boston right now as we talk about this. As you pretty much guess, yes, all of this will be housed on a database, and who knows the hell if it's hackable or not. But like everything else these days, I'm sure it will be. And in that database, of course, you're going to have customers' faces with their passport attached. Lovely. Again, this is just beta. Nothing set in stone yet, but I have a feeling we're going that way. And I'm sure after we go that way, we're going to hear people saying, oh, privacy, what about my privacy? And they'll come back with you, well, look at the convenience. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, our official website. I encourage you, if you haven't done it already, get on over there and check it out. Get subscribed to all of our wonderful podcasts. You can also give us a little like over there on Facebook, too, at British Tech Network. You can follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And, of course, our BTN community. Come on over and join us. If you haven't done that already, you can do that at BritishTech.slack.com. The news show, yes, we'll head into the weekend. I'm going to have a little bit more rest period. Hopefully Monday's edition will be a little bit more uppity-dumpity. Regardless of how I'm feeling, I'll do my best to get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, have yourself a nice Friday. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.